Chapter 11. Where was Chai? When the racket came crashing and thrashing through the trees, Chai did not lose his head. He ran a little way, sure, but then he turned to see what exactly it was. He was baffled by what he saw, and he retreated, step by step. Reaching behind him, with one paw at a time, he shifted his weight steadily backwards as he watched. They were humans, but what were they doing? The humans he had seen before walked underneath the trees, on the earth. They had picnics. Sometimes they left tasty scraps behind. There were also humans who could knock the life out of an animal just by pointing at it with a stick. Death squirted from the sticks like scent from a skunk, but faster, farther, and louder. Very loud. Loud and sharp, like a woodpecker pecking times a billion. Those you had to watch out for. Fortunately, they were easy to spot once you learned how. The first time Chai saw one, he didn't know what was going on. The hillside seemed all shifty and shimmery. There were floating human heads with no bodies. It made him feel dizzy, and he thought he might be coming down with something. He had to grab on to the tree trunk. But it was an optical illusion. Once you saw the pattern they had wrapped themselves in, you couldn't unsee it. It was kind of cheesy, really. Chai glanced over his shoulder to see if his way was clear, then looked again over towards the humans. They were up in the trees. The incredible noise came from what they held in their hands. But it wasn't the death sticks. It was something different. Chai peered closely. One of them had come quite near. He readied himself to cut and run, but he couldn't help trying to figure out what the thing was. Part of it was extremely silvery, like the surface of a pond. He sniffed, and the acrid odor wrinkled his nose. He took a step back, then another. Chai watched the object enter a solid bow the way a duck's foot enters water. But while water heals back up and is the same as before, the bow fell heavily onto the ground. Thunk! Looking down, Chai saw that the bow was not alone down there. A few others had already fallen. The sound was shrill and grating, angry. There were three shouting humans and three harshly whining objects. All the noises bounced back and forth. It was hard to tell which sounds were coming from where. Chai covered his ears and stepped back. And again, he thought to say something to Tsetse. He turned, thinking she must be close by. But he didn't see her. And then he was aware of a shadow, a cloud passing over the sun. When he looked up, he saw that the shadow was not from a cloud, but a dark shape, a chunk of bough falling toward him. Chai stepped and fell freely through the air. He did not fall far, but it was a panic jump. His form was bad, and he did not spot his landing. He belly flopped hard onto another limb. The wind was knocked out of him. Before he could recover, the dark chunk hit the same limb where he dangled, momentarily limp, and sent him bouncing off on another flight. "Too bad," he thought, "that I am not a flying squirrel." He stretched his arms and legs out just in case. Maybe he had never tried. Maybe he had ancestors he didn't know about. When he sensed that it wasn't working, which was right away, Chai looked down in the direction he was falling. Just the ground. And not that far. Okay, he thought, that I can handle. He brought his paws under him for the landing. As he was about to hit the ground, he saw and smelled that he was headed for a slimy dark mess. Nuts, he said aloud. Fresh owl barf? From a sick owl? Which is a squirrel curse phrase, but it was also a simple statement of what he was about to land in. By the time he finished saying it, he had landed in it. The pellets of bones, fur, scales, and feathers that a healthy owl coughs up are no big deal. But the ones that come from a sick owl? I think you can imagine. Chai sighed as he stepped away from the gooey mess. He looked around for something to wipe himself off on and found a patch of moss. That would do. That would do nicely. As he rubbed the slime from his fur, he thought, it could have been worse. It could have been. There were any number of foul things it could have been. Still, When a squirrel tries to feel grateful to have landed in sick owl barf, he is not having his best day. When he had cleaned his fur as well as he could, Chai stood up, ready to go again, which was when he felt that he was being observed. But from where? And by what? His position on the food chain told him to run first and ask questions later. Chai bolted back up the tree, then away from the humans and their falling chunks of limbs. Away, 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 just away. Then zigzag, up and down, double back, confuse it, lose it. So where was Chai? I wish I could tell you. He didn't know himself.